Ariana needs to sell the secret to her ab routine post-baby because she's chiseled.
I have no words.
Hello, Addison.
Billy Dukes, we are episode 2 of Landman, and it's kind of the talk of the town, at least in my community circles.
Reviews have been pretty positive. You know, people liked this episode especially. I thought the first two episodes have been strong. We're a quarter of the way through the season, too, which is, I think, right? It's an 8-episode season, either 8 or 10. Like, so we're pretty far into it at this point.
Which is kind of wild. Part of me is like, how are we going to get to the conclusion? But, I mean, we're only two episodes in, so.
Yeah, a lot to talk about here with episode 2. It got a little bit in the weeds with regards to what Cammy's going through. I have a lot of Cooper questions I want to bounce off of you. And okay. Then, of course, Angela got arrested as well, which should be pretty interesting.
Well, we're going to dive in. But first, let's give the people what they want. Let's go over the trivia question from last week. And then later on this episode, I'll dive into this week's trivia.
Okay, well, let's split it up. Great idea. All right, if you remember, trivia is for a Dutton Rules t-shirt, one of our Dutton Rules brands of t-shirts from the Taste of Country store. And you can get either the Rip t-shirt or the Family t-shirt. You can check them out. We got little links there, especially if you're watching on YouTube. And the question was, and you knew this one, Addison, Colin Ferguson plays Bob Knowles, who was Tommy and Cammy's friend at that luncheon when Cammy had her speech. He has a long filmography that includes work as a lovable television commercial spokesperson for which brand?
Y'all, I'm smiling big because in all 6 seasons of the Dutton Rules podcast, I have literally not gotten one correct. Actually, maybe I'm sure, surely I've gotten one correct, but I don't remember it. So this one, I didn't even have to Google, did I, Billy? I slacked you last episode during your question, and I said, this is what I think it is. And you said, wow, Addison, you get a Dutton Rules t-shirt.
You get it. You get one.
Can you I say the answer?
Yes.
The Maytag guy.
He
the
is.
The appliance guy.
Yep. He is the Maytag man. And we picked one answer from all correct answers. And big congratulations to James watching on YouTube. He knew it. We'll be in touch to make sure you get that t-shirt. Yeah, he was one of the Maytag men. That character goes back a long, long ways. So Colin Ferguson is one of the more recent Maytag men.
I still vividly remember that. And he's like curled up, like he takes up the space of the dishwasher or... Do you know what I'm talking about? Or no?
I know exactly because I went back and watched all the commercials again. So I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Well, that's what I vividly think of when I think of him.
Yep.
Billy, what do you have any, like after watching episode 2, do you have a burning question?
We've been wondering why Ainsley and Cooper hate each other. And I don't want to give it away now, but I've got an answer to that question.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be a satisfying answer.
Okay.
But I've got the answer to the question of why. And it's potentially not just sibling rivalry.
Should I also know this reason?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Because I was like, man, I don't know what screener you were watching, but we weren't watching the same episode. Okay, cool. So this is just like your wild theory deep dive as to why they aren't BFFs.
Yeah, and I don't want to start there because it wasn't a big Cooper and Ainsley episode necessarily. It was a big Cooper episode. It wasn't a big Ainsley episode. And there's more important things I think we need to talk about, but that's just something I got coming up down the line.
Well, let's first break down what we're going to be talking about this episode. Obviously, we're going to go through episode 2, and then we're going to kind of give y'all a little bit of what we think is going to come in episode 3, questions that we have that might get answered. All the things. Remember, staff@tasteofcountry.com is where you can leave trivia, your questions, your theories, thoughts. Last time people commented on my skincare, if you want to know how Billy styles his hair, you know, all of those questions can be left at that email address.
And big thanks to everybody watching on Facebook as well. We're streaming on YouTube and Facebook Live. And then the replay will be available when you have a trivia question later on. You can drop it right in the comments section.
Okay, this one, we're going to start with Cooper, if you're down to start with him. Like we said, it's kind of a big Cooper episode, but let's specifically talk about Ariana and Cooper. I think that's where we should start.
I don't want to shop for a new house. I like this one. My husband died for it. I want my son to know his abuelita, his cousins. I have friends here. I don't want to trade him for new ones.
We should have seen this coming, right? In fact, I think we did see this coming. He was pressing forward with his plan, but not including Ariana. So in a way, he was kind of being selfish about it all. So she says, "We're through. I can't do this anymore. I'm in love with you, but I'm too afraid I'm going to get hurt again." And she breaks up with him. She makes him sleep on the couch, and then she kicks him out of the house like Cooper and Ariana. Rest in peace.
Yeah, as if it's rest in peace, Billy. We know how this works. They're going to circle back. He's going to realize you're still my priority. They're going to date again, and then it's going to be Casey and Monica Jr. Boom.
I think you're probably right. And Tommy pretty much tells Cooper that. He says, that problem's not that big of a deal. Go back, listen to her, and then do the things that she says. Like, he actually gives some pretty solid advice for a guy who's been divorced 10 years and kind of royally screwed up his first marriage.
Well, gosh, speaking of Tommy, I feel like Tommy in this episode, he's just been dealt a lot of hard cards. Like, his life kind of stresses me out a little bit. We learn that TL, Tommy's father's wife, has died. Or did she die in episode one? No. Yeah.
No, she did. We learned she died in episode one. Alzheimer's is what the problem was. And, you know, here's one thing I've noticed. I want to point out two things that I don't know if anybody noticed about this specific episode of Landman. First of all, it was called Sins of the Father, which is the same as episode 10 of season 2 of Yellowstone. That was the one with Dabney Coleman playing John Dutton's father, and they go up to the mountain as Chris Stapleton sings, and that's where John Sr. ends up dying. So same episode title, which I thought was appropriate and I'm sure intentional. But if you think about it, the timeline for this show, like, we're several weeks or maybe months after the death of Monty Miller, but like every episode has been a day. It's been very linear. Like, we're 2 days in now. Like, there hasn't been a big passage of time. Which is strange, right? Is this whole season going to take place within like 10 days right. in the Yellowstone universe?
Surely not. But maybe like three weeks.
It reminds me of like watching 24, the old show with Kiefer Sutherland. Jack Bauer, you know, it's like very, very real time. So we go back to TL at the nursing home. I got one point to make about the nursing home in a second here. He's pretty much in that white t-shirt again, watching yet another sunset, his second one in a row out there. And he gets to talk to Tommy about how he remembers Tommy's mother.
It's a disease, you know, for some people, for her. And it killed a part of her I love and left us with a woman you knew.
So a little bit of, that's not what we thought after episode one. I thought TL had fallen out of a love with his wife. He very much remembered her. But concedes she lived a very, very troubled life later on.
So essentially, Tommy is having to get back to Fort Worth to plan a funeral. We're taking TL with us and planning a funeral.
Yep, he heads up there to, I don't know where TL lives, right? Like, this nursing home, it's not clear what city it's in. Mm-hmm. And people on YouTube, I mentioned that I thought the nursing home was a little bit run down, right? I think we both kind of said it looked a little bit run down. There are some Prairie View nursing assisted living home stands out there who got really upset with me about my characterization of this nursing home. Like, they're like, oh, the roof's fine. Those are just solar panels. Like, a lot of defense of this nursing home that doesn't exist in real life. And I did not see that coming.
I know. It kind of makes me wonder, like, is this like an actual location that they have, you know, personal ties to that they're like, don't miss Prairie View assisted living.
Really? I don't think it's real. I Googled it. You know, I Googled it. I don't think it's real.
Y'all, if you didn't know this about Billy, Billy will glue. He asked me something off camera. He's like, did you know about XYZ? I'm like, do you think I knew about XYZ? No, but you bet your bottom dollar, Billy will have Googled every random person, thought, or other thing from this show, which I appreciate. That's why you're here. I mean, you're here for
all those little details I think are important. So you know, getting back to this conversation, Tommy obviously has a strained relationship with his father. He basically shows up to tell him the funeral's on Friday and he's taking care of all the details. And then he leaves. And then we get a very, very emotional, real clip between Cooper and Tommy in the truck. How did that scene affect you?
I think to me, it gave me better insight and understanding of truly like generational passing down of like kind of how TL and Tommy interacted, and that Tommy is still kind of carrying, there's some ounce of weight that he's carrying from that, that I feel like might have been oozed into his relationship with Cooper. And I think maybe conviction of like, not trying to rewrite, well, maybe like going forward of his relationship with Cooper of like how to do it differently. But like, I don't know if he knows how to.
I would love to hear Taylor Sheridan talk about his relationship with his own father.
Yeah.
Because so many of his storylines sort of live there, right? There's a father of son type relationship in Tulsa King. Yellowstone certainly had that. 1923 to a certain degree. And then definitely Landman. It's all about this father-son relationship. And that scene in the car felt real to me. It was two guys trying not to talk about their feelings. Cooper ends up saying, I love you, to his dad, which kind of hangs out there. Tommy doesn't give it back to him in any sort of sense. I don't know. So here's the money clip, though, when we kind of learn exactly what Tommy went through as a child.
And all your grandfather did was work himself into being a cripple out on the rigs. Come home and get drunk enough to deal with my damn coked out tornado of a mother. And then come in my room and try to beat his failures all out of me.
When you heard that coked out tornado of a mother, did you kind of think of Angela a little bit? Like, I know she doesn't have a cocaine problem, but she's a tornado. And maybe it's this whole thing where you kind of grew up and marry your mother. Maybe that kind of explains the relationship a little bit.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. That's not the first thing that came to my mind. But now that you say that, she is, to your point, she's not coked out, but she does mirror very tornado characteristics. Unstable.
Yeah. I mean, every episode she's had some sort of meltdown or physical. I mean, she was throwing plates in episode one. She's punching nursing home agents in episode two. She's getting arrested. Like, she's a tornado. I think that's a really accurate description of what Angela Norris is.
Billy, something that we had talked about, gosh, I think it was during the trailer episode, where we said, we think that Cammy is going to get served. Like, we had seen a scene where they're driving in the neighborhood and, you know, this car comes out of nowhere, or this guy gets out of this car out of nowhere, her security, you know, draws their guns, blah, 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 and he has this piece or this envelope in his hand. And Billy, we were right. Cammy got served.
I'm an agent of the court.
Car, clear.
Hey, Cammy Miller, you've been served.
You're a little hard on that guy, weren't they?
Kick him to the ground. I will say, I don't look like that while jogging. Homegirl has full curled hair, like makeup on. She looks like me going shopping.
No, I agree. I mean, a girl. Also, I kind of went and rewatched her jogging scene, and I seriously doubt Demi Moore does a lot of jogging just based on her
form,
her cadence and how she ran, because it looks kind of silly when you watch it again, but she did look, Demi Moore is a good looking woman. So that she was dressed to show.
Can you explain to me why she got served? Like what went down really?
Okay. So this is explained pretty well, I think, in a clip from Nate, and I'll explain it a little bit further here after we hear him talk.
Mrs. Miller, it appears there was a gas well off the coast of Louisiana that blew out. MTEX received a $420 million settlement from the insurance company, but the policy stipulates the money be spent on drilling another well.
So while Tommy was still alive, there was an accident in an oil well. Insurance company covered it and paid all $400 million up front. under the conditions that they had to use that money and go build a new well with it. They just couldn't fritter it away and do whatever they wanted to. What we're finding out is that Tommy did, in fact, take that money, and Nate, or Monty, took that money, and Nate and Tommy believe that he went, and that's how they paid for it. Remember in season one, they rebuilt all those wells?
Yes.
That's how we funded it, was that $400 million from the insurance company. So to put it in like super simple terms, imagine high schooler Addison.
Okay.
Your mom gives you $100 and says, Addison, go buy yourself some school clothes, a couple shirts, a pair of jeans, whatever it is. And you say, yes, mom, I'm going to do that. But then you go get a tattoo instead.
Okay, yeah.
Like, your mom has the right to be upset. She doesn't have any legal standing necessarily. In this case, the insurance company does. So they serve her papers. Fortunately, Team Miller, MTech team, has Rebecca, who I don't have a clip of it, but she, we get another fantastic Rebecca boardroom scene.
Gosh, Rebecca's a badass. Like, literally, that is all on my notes for episode two. I literally just go, Rebecca equals badass.
Would you want to be friends with her in real life? Would you? No.
I would, unless I, like, ticked her off, and then I'm running. Like, bye.
Yeah. I kind of agree.
It's funny. Tattooed Addison, scandalous. I wish I had had a wild side. I tell my mom all that. I mean, I tell my mom that often. I was like, I wasn't rebellious enough in high school. And she looks at me. She's like, please, thank you, because your youngest brother gave me enough run for my money. Like, I'm so glad you weren't rebellious. I wish.
Really? It's not too late. You're not old. You're only, what, 30?
I'm 30, but I'm off any payroll or paycheck of my parents. So I don't think if I decide to grow, you know, go on a wild hair, I don't think they're kind of like, well, we'll try.
They get yourself a tattoo. Right on your bicep.
Says something rules. Like. Dutton rules bicep. Y'all, if we get, no, never mind. I was going to like, I'm completely getting derailed. I was going to say, like, if we get a certain amount of subscribers, but my luck, we would, and then I would have a Dutton Rules tattoo on my bicep.
If this video gets 100,000 likes, Addison will. So Rebecca, essentially, she goes to battle with the insurance company and proves that the case that they thought was very strong is actually not very strong at all. And at the end, she's going to be, they're going to be suing a widow. On the way out, she's offered a job by the guy who she just sort of undressed, which is pretty impressive. She decides not to take it. And then Cammy goes looking. At the end of the episode, she starts to go looking through all of Monty's files. And I think at this point in episode three, I think is when we're going to learn all of Monty's secrets, what he's really been hiding.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, which would be so devastating for her of like, your husband's passed away. You can't be mad. You can't, I mean, you can, but you can't be mad physically at him, nor can you ask questions. It's like, oh, good luck.
This season's been a lot of explainers. You know what I mean? Like trying to understand sort of technical things. Mm-hmm. It's required like some rewinding and rewatching to really understand what's happening. I don't remember season one being quite like that.
No, and also sorry if you keep the people just want to keep emailing me during our podcast, so I just X'd out of my emails. If anyone who's listening hears a ding, you might not even hear it on the podcast. But anyways, okay, well, that was all heavy, you know, legal stuff, emotional stuff. But leave it to Angela and Ainsley to bring us back to the dang old nursing home that Billy is like, he was hell-bent that this was going to reappear in season two. And dadgum, if you're not correct.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, you. Go sit down.
Make me.
Mom.
Honey.
Ma'am.
Mom.
Honey.
When I say sit down, I mean
Couldn't have done that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Oh, people, police just got their asses kicked.
Bob with the walk-off line. Mic drop, Bob.
They're essentially there to make sure everything's up to code. And, right?
I guess so. I don't know what they're doing. You know, they just kind of show up and they're there to ruin the party, I feel like. And if you rewatch that clip, Ainsley definitely trips that woman on purpose. I didn't catch that the first time around. They end up getting arrested. Fortunately, the sheriff is Walt, who calls Tommy, and Tommy tells him to, you know, essentially gets him out of all the trouble that they're going to be in. But that was their drama for the episode. No significance on the plot. They're just there for color at this point.
I'm trying to think. Do we want to talk Ainsley Cooper relationship?
Actually, let's save that for a second.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about Cooper's partnership.
Okay.
With really Cooper's whole business problems, because this is something I really struggled with, is why Cooper was so upset. He comes home at the beginning of the episode and he's crying to Ariana. He has this sad puppy dog look on his face. All six of the wells that he drilled hit and hit big. Like, he's a multimillionaire, exponentially multimillionaire. And she asks him why, and he says he's just scared because he's not sure what to do next. Mm-hmm. Dude, who cares? You go celebrate, like, go on a nice vacation somewhere, like, stock that, you know, there's a lot of things to do next. Like, did you understand his grief?
No. I was trying to figure out some, like, deep philosophical, like, reason. But do you feel like he's just trying, like, nothing's ever good enough?
That's the best explanation I can think of. Because at this point, he doesn't realize who his partner is, which is something we get into about midway through the season, when Tommy starts to ask him about his business dealings and where he got all this money to build these wells. And he admits he found an investor to loan him the $40 million under some terms that are just tremendous terms. So Tommy has Nate get on it, and he wants to find out who is behind this company called Sonrisa, S-O-N-R-I-S-A, if you're looking to spell it out, as I was. And at the very end, we figure out who is behind Sonrisa.
You know who this is?
No.
Idiot.
Ooh.
That's your new partner.
Sorry about this.
That's
curse word.
That's a real fucking problem, son.
I didn't even get a chance to delete it. It is a real effing problem. You know, that's Galeno.
He's the Jimmy of Landman. I've said this once. I said this twice. I will say this till I'm blue in the face.
Cooper is.
Yes, Cooper's Jimmy. Like, you idiot. Did we not do Amy? He is just like head in the clouds, but yet he's making really big decisions that. That's how I feel.
Yeah. And I think that comparison fits pretty well. Galeno, for those who maybe are just joining in season two, he is the head of the cartel. Apparently, he's divested into some other business ventures, away from the drugs and more into the oil now, which makes sense because if you remember at the end of season one, he said he was really interested in Tommy's business and wanted to kind of get involved in that. So he's ensnared Cooper. Do you think Galeno knows that he has Tommy Norris's son?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. He's done his research. Like, he's not stupid. Cooper might be, but he's not stupid. So absolutely, Tommy, I mean, Galeno knows that whole family. Absolutely.
I'll say this. It's not clear to me what the danger is at this point, other than he's leading the cartel. Like, there doesn't seem to be an immediate threat. Well, not, I mean, listen, like, what's the immediate danger, right? Yes, he's leading the cartel, but he doesn't owe him anything. If anything, he overserved and made them a ton of money. Like, it feels like he can pay off his loans and separate from that relationship. There's no favor owned beyond that, I don't think. Do I have a little bit of a naive opinion of what the cartel and the mob do? They don't just let relationships sever like that?
Bingo. Like, they're not just like, all right, we're done.
It's just like, thank you, sir. We'll see you again soon.
Pleasure doing business with you. No.
Okay. I suppose that's the case. So I anticipate, and we're going to get into episode three here in a second, but I anticipate a Galeno and Tommy square off in episode three.
You don't leave us like they left us in episode two to not circle back in episode three.
So with regards to Cooper and Ariana, not Ariana, Cooper and Ainsley, he's watching right now. So I do want to say big thanks to James, who forwarded a clip from Paisley Fest in New York, where both actor Jacob Laughlin and Michelle Rodriguez were on stage. And they were asked, what the heck is the deal with you two? Why do you guys hate each other so much?
We love each other off screen. This is the hardest thing to play because we really get along well, yeah. And then it's like we sit down and have to hate each other, and we look at each other every time and go, why?
We keep asking.
We don't know either, but we think it will come out.
Well, sometimes Taylor's biggest thing is just trust me.
Yeah. They don't know.
They don't know. They also simply just tease like Landman season 3 because she goes, because they've already filmed it, obviously. It's in the can, or sorry, they've already filmed season 2. But season 2. Michelle Randolph was like, hopefully we find out. Meaning like they're carried, like them themselves. So.
Yeah, we don't find out all of this season. And I get the whole trust Taylor Sheridan, but sometimes that trust has been a little misplaced at the end of the day. Like he's got a good track record, but not a perfect track record. Like also, there was.
If the actors are asking, like if Michelle just said, we ask why. And what is Taylor Sheridan going crossing his arms going, nope.
Well, and this goes, I mean, that's what happened in the first couple of seasons of Yellowstone, right? Wes Bentley and Kelly Riley both wanted to know why their characters hated each other. And until we got that episode where it reveals that Beth Dutton ended up having to get a hysterectomy or something to take care of the pregnancy. I think that's what she ended up getting. Like they didn't even really understand the hatred between the characters. A lot of parallels here between the Jamie Dutton and Beth Dutton relationship and the Cooper and Ainsley relationship, except it's like the light version of that. Hopefully not nearly as violent. God, I hope it doesn't end the same way.
It's not. Like that would be such a like curve.
Yeah.
Ball and plot. Nah.
Yeah, that would be a tough one to stomach. But, you know, I think in our very first episode 1 recap of this live stream, someone asked for some connections between Yellowstone and Landman. As the further we're getting into the season, I'm seeing more and more of them, perhaps just because I'm kind of looking for it. But those sibling relationships is certainly a similar theme. The same episode title, like we mentioned, like that's certainly not a coincidence. Yeah, they're becoming a little bit more apparent this season.
I am so excited. Well, okay, wait. Before I say that, are we done with episode 2? Are there any more things? I do have one more thing. Ainsley's cheerleading clips are driving me nuts.
Why?
She just, maybe because I was a cheerleader and I feel like cheerleading gets a bad rap of being ditzy and all. And I'm just tired of hearing, go. I don't know what purple or whatever. I don't know what her the actual cheering is. But, and I told you this the last episode, and I still feel the same way. They needed to do a better job on her body double for the tumbling scenes. It doesn't look like her. And it bugs me every time.
What would she be cheering, though? Like, if. You know, I thought it was odd that she was at home practicing too, but then it makes sense, like, right? Because you'd be at home practicing your basketball game or your, you know, it didn't work. What should she be saying, right? She's probably listening to the cheers and she's rehearsing those cheers before the start of camp.
Yes, but no? It also just doesn't make her dynamic whatsoever. I mean, she's just a ditzy cheerleader. Like, that's all she is. That's all she does.
Which she is a one-dimensional character at this point.
She's a one-dimensional character. So I think that's why it's okay.
I agree, and I think Angela is becoming more one-dimensional, which I think is unfortunate because there was a lot of work in season 1 to make her multi-dimensional that made her really interesting. But I think Angela is becoming more one-dimensional as this season rolls on.
Well, episode 3, I mean, we talked about it earlier. We for sure feel confident that we're going to... James, you're getting way too gratuitous of... Now we need a Dutton Rules cheer from Addison. Maybe that can be like if we get 1,000 views on this episode, I will come and I will end the Dutton Rules podcast next episode with a cheer. I'll create something. Episode 3 coming up. We've already said it. We think very confidently we are going to see Tommy, Galeno. Like Galeno's going to get more on screen time. We've got to. You don't leave us hanging in episode 2 of him showing like, here's who your investor is. And then we're not going to see him in episode 3. Like it is literally teeing us up for episode 3.
And I wonder how tense that meeting is going to be, right? Because it looks like it's while he's a shady business character, a fairly legit business deal. So I'm not sure what Tommy has to say to him, other than maybe he's just going to go in there and threaten the cartel guy. Doesn't seem like a great idea, but maybe that's what he plans to do.
Are we going to see more of Ainsley at Miss TCU Cheer Girl?
All right, so I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think Ainsley will end up going to TCU at the end of this season?
Like, I have a theory. She'll go off to college?
Well, it seems like there's so much around her going to TCU and how important that is. Like, it's just building up to a tragedy. Like, something is going to happen to steal TCU from Ainsley Norris.
No, I think she's going to go off to college. We talked about this. I think she's going to go off, I think she is going to go off to college, and she's going to get kidnapped. Remember?
That was this is all moving too slow, though. We've only gotten three episodes, two, 3 days. Like, I don't think we're going to see that kind of passage of time. And, like, nor do I think, like, if there's going to be a kidnapping, it's going to be the cartel. And it seems like at this point, everything's pretty kosher. Like, there's no reason to expect any like that kind of violence.
Then maybe not, unless TCU paid the big bucks for their signage being everywhere, and then they have to stick her into college. I think maybe at the very, I think what we're going to see is, I think at the very, very, very last episode, we'll see, we'll end with, like, maybe they're all a happy family now, and they're sending Ainsley off to college. I think that's how it's going to go.
We'll get the results of Cammie's investigation into her husband's business affairs, I think, right? We should find out exactly in some amount of detail that we'll have to parse through next week what kind of illegal things he's done. And then we'll get the next stage of Cooper and Ariana, which I don't think they'll get back together so quickly. I think it'll be a hot second before they kind of reunite.
And I think too, we might touch on, I feel like we'll get more TL and Tommy.
I would hope so. What we've seen of TL, Sam Elliott, so far could have been filmed in the span of about 30 minutes. Right?
He shows up for the day and then he's done.
That's kind of it. He's wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
It looks like the same sunset. He's just got to look distressed and talk to Hank and Denise. And then he's got to talk to Tommy and Cooper. And that's all they needed him for. A very, very easy, light load for him so far. Although we do have some photos in upcoming episodes that shows he has some different settings and such. Yeah.
Yeah. Different outfit. 100%. Staff at tasteofcountry.com is always where you can leave your thoughts, trivia, theories, things that we might have missed. And also comment on the YouTube video as well. These live chats, we love seeing them. We obviously pin them during the live, but these do not live on any platform. So if you know the trivia answer, staff@tasteofcountry.com or the actual YouTube video.
That's right. You'll have to make a comment here. So we're about to get into trivia, right?
We sure are. What's this week's trivia? I fear I might be a one-hit wonder and not get this one correctly.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I've known you for too long. Okay, what is it, Billy?
All right, so trivia. We take one correct answer at random from all correct answers, either delivered at staff@tasteofcountry.com or in the comments section of the YouTube video a little bit later on. And that person gets one of the great Dutton Rules brand t-shirts. I'll send you a link. You pick out the t-shirt. We'll send it to you. Everybody's happy, just like James was a little bit earlier. And this week's trivia question is, Nate, the lawyer, reveals who Cooper's business partner is. The photo shows Galeno, played by Andy Garcia. We just talked about this. For this purposes, what is Galeno's pseudonym?
Huh. You know what, Billy? I know this one.
You know this one because we talked about it at length before we signed on. Because I wanted to make sure you did not say it during the episode. So,
you're not wrong on that statement. Gosh, I can't get anything past you. Secondary, I remember I had it down in my notes.
Okay. You'll find this. It was in the little document that he gives them. You can see his name. I looked up not only the name, I looked up, there was a couple of addresses listed. And I was very curious to know what those addresses were in real life.
What were they?
There was an address for the Galeno's character, and then also an address for Sunrisa. Both of them are streets that exist, but they're like essentially dead ends. Like the street goes to like 1300 such and such drive. The address would be like 1400 such and such drive.
Okay, so they're not giving out people's actual addresses.
No, no, no. One's like Hardwood, I think, and the other one is, I forget, but it's in Dallas. One's in Dallas and one's in Fort Worth. Mm. So that was kind of the nerdery I went down to figure out exactly what addresses he was given out there.
I expect nothing less.
You can't say I don't do the work.
Very true. Well, I am going to go into our Q&A to wrap up this episode. I'm going to start off with Mike the Hogginator on YouTube. I have so many questions, Mike, of how you got that name. But he says, what a twist if Ariana is Andy Garcia's granddaughter.
Well, the big theory there is if somehow Ariana and Galeno are related, right? Like that would be good. I'd be a fan. I would definitely approve of that.
But man, that would be a really interesting tangent to take us down.
I don't see it happening. Because I feel like if that was the case, Galeno would have played that card already.
The next one I have for us is from British Expat.
One second here on Ariana. And this is something else I noticed. Her baby is what? Less than a year old? 6 months old?
Okay.
Very young still, right? I think he's still nursing.
Okay.
Her abs are rock hard. Like, I don't know how she got that pre-baby body back that quickly. But Ariana needs to sell the secret to her ab routine post-baby, because she's wearing those midriffs and like she's chiseled. She's chiseled.
I have no words. That never crossed my mind.
Next, you want to unsee it now.
I won't unsee it, but that is such an interesting... You know, Billy, thank you for gracing me with that information. Can I go on, or do you need to talk more?
Question number two. Go ahead.
Okay, great. British expat 5862 on YouTube says, I'm here for you, Billy. I work in assisted living. First, no one is sitting on an exercise ball that's a broken hip waiting to happen. Oh my gosh, so fair. Second, they drink if it doesn't affect their medication. Or they can drink if it doesn't affect their medication. Third, inspectors do come in, but you wouldn't ever say you're not due till next week. They never put hands on anyone. They would have asked them, quote, are you visiting a relative? And since they were not, they would have been asked to leave. If they didn't, the cops would have been called.
So we needed an expert after last week, because I was curious, or after this week's video, I was curious to know what the trouble was, why things got so out of hand so quickly. So I asked for a nursing home, an agent of a nursing home or an assisted living home, and a British expat was kind enough to add that perspective. I thought that if they weren't a relative, they have to leave. I thought that was pretty important. She also went on to say that they do have volunteers sometime, but obviously, you know, it's things like they go shopping or stuff like that. It's not like they play games, and they certainly don't go to the strip club.
I actually helped volunteer at a nursing home for a little bit in College Station. I definitely played games with them. Yeah, I did.
Did you enjoy that experience?
No. I enjoyed the older people, but it was it was like TL's nursing home, where it like genuinely made me sad. And I felt like I needed to be Angela or Ainsley and bringing in more fun and party.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
R. Jenkins 66 BJ on YouTube says, out of all these so-called YouTube podcasts, yours is the best. Keep up the good work. Aw, thank you. Thanks all for listening.
That is nice.
That is very nice.
I haven't really seen any other YouTube podcast focusing on Landman, but I'm going to take the compliment for what it is.
Ignorance is bliss, boy. Ignorance is la 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 la. That's what I'm doing. The last one I have for us today is GMB858 on YouTube, who says, big money can be scary for someone who isn't educated and or doesn't have business experience to design strategic plans and know which tactics to use in a timely manner. hurt.
This is regarding Cooper, I think, and why he might be afraid. And maybe that's just revealing his naivete. Small spoiler, we learn that Cooper is actually only 22 years old. So he was a little bit younger than I actually thought he was.
He's just a baby.
Yeah, so some of those emotions are just youth, I think. And he's certainly playing over the tips of his skis. I think that's a pretty good explanation. You know, between yours and her and big and GMBs, I feel like that's probably the root of what Cooper's so anxious about.
Mm-hmm. Staff at tasteofcountry.com is where leave your comments. You can be a part of the Q&A, which is always fun. If you want to just spike your ego, feel free to just add compliments there as well, just like Art Jenkins did. Because I love compliments.
Any predictions for this next episode?
Well, I already watched it, Billy.
Oh, yeah, it would be a little unfair for you to...
You can't. Okay. All I'm going to say is I haven't told you this. I've just teased it. I have a fun personal, my personal connection is via my brother. My brother has a personal connection to one of the scenes in episode 3.
Yeah, fun fact about Addison, actually, her brother is in the cartel, which is, that is a fun connection.
That was funny.
That is fun. So fun. I love that for you.
That one came out of left field. That was awesome. Well, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. On that note, we're going to wrap things up here. The Dutton Rules Yellowstone Franchise Podcast. Another mind-blowing, curveball-throwing Town Square Media Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.